Good morning and welcome to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, your host of this fast-paced half hour of special topics and special guests designed to help you realize your personal dreams of wealth and freedom. Blueprint for Wealth is brought to you by the law firm of Odin, Feldman, and Pittleman, a full-service firm located in Fairfax, Virginia, serving the entire Washington, D.C. metro area with clients all across the country. If you'd like to know more about OF&P, please visit us on the web at ofplaw.com. And if you'd like to subscribe to my blog, please do so by signing up at blueprintforwealth.org, where you can see videos, hear all the recent radio shows, in fact, radio shows all the way back 4.5 years when I first started having a radio show, and you can gather all kinds of information on estate planning, business planning, and tax topics of interest. And lastly, please read my column in the Washington Business Journal once every month entitled Blueprint for Wealth on topics of interest in tax, estate planning, and business planning. Today we're going to be talking about building a team. Entrepreneurs who are building their business always need to build a team. And here are 10 rules of engagement from the Entrepreneur's Notebook, which is practical advice for starting new business ventures, published by Stephen Gold. Since the people you choose to work with, the members of your team, are your most important asset, and the people who will determine the future of your new venture, it helps to have a few guidelines for their selection. The following factors relate to the building of a successful team, and keep them in the back of your mind as you think about your team and consider your prospective new team members. Now, I always like to have lists, the top 10 list of this, that, or the other. Well, here's the 10 rules for selecting your team members. 1, consider the big picture. 2, consider competence. 3, is there complementarity, which is a word that Mr. Gold created in his book. Structure, personality, work style, motivation, shared objectives, compensation, and buy-in. So we're going to go down this list and revisit each of these topics. 1, big picture. What's the big picture? What's the vision of where you are and where you want to go? It doesn't have to be perfect, but it's got to exist. It doesn't have to be a 100-page detailed business plan or ideas that are buried in your brain and not written down on paper either. The knowledge is going to be your best guide as you consider other members of your team. Do those team members fit the big picture? Will they be right as the venture grows and evolves? Many otherwise smart entrepreneurs in their eagerness to go, go, go tend to make poor decisions about partners and employees. And this can be a very costly lesson. And I see this happen almost every day in my practice. I get questions soon after the venture's been formed of, well, what happens with this third person who's really not carrying his weight and is really not interested in staying here any longer? What do we do about it? You've got to have that built into your strategy. 2, competence. It's about a person not just saying that she can successfully do something, but she can actually do it. In the corporate world, competence means a whole lot of things: skill, ability, aptitude, proficiency, and a broad array of different types of descriptions that result in long and complicated resumes. But in an entrepreneurial world, the concept of competence is pretty simple. Can you do it? There are a variety of ways to test for competence, but ultimately, it's a judgment call. It's because there are too many supposed misfits whose resumes would not impress the corner variety store manager who happened to have started and built successful companies. People who may not have even had college degrees, or even if they did, they never were expected to be billionaires today. Take Dan Snyder. Take Mark Cuban, owners of very successful professional sports teams. They got there by having great ideas, tenacity, and focus, as well as being pretty smart, I would assume, on top of just a tenacious drive that took them to where they are today. But the most important factors are focus and determination in a successful, competent entrepreneur. The next item on the list is complementarity, which is, according to Stephen Gold, the number three item that we should consider when we're building our team. Every person has strengths and weaknesses, and for an entrepreneur, understanding your own strengths and weaknesses is really important. Based on this information, you can seek team members who not only complement you, but complement each other. This means that you shouldn't involve anyone on your team who simply replicates your skills and abilities, no matter how good the person is otherwise. Focus on people who overcome your and the team's weaknesses and round things out. When an entrepreneur clearly recognizes the competencies that he or she lacks and builds a team to overcome those deficiencies, this tends to work. There's nothing as frustrating as being in a venture with like-minded, similarly skilled, and hardworking people as yourself, wondering why nothing ever gets done or gets pushed to the next level. Sure, you've designed and manufactured a great product or have a great service, but what happens when everyone can build it, but nobody can sell it? So in other words, if you've got a bunch of engineers, get some salespeople and marketing people. Think about your venture as a system, as an ecosystem, really, like an airplane. You need wings, you need a tail, you need an engine, fuel, pilot, everything. Every component plays a part. And even the 50-cent fuses scattered around the cockpit are critical for the safe and reliable operation of the airplane as a whole. Be sure you possess all the critical components and can comfortably gain access to them before you take off. The next item, structure. Every team member needs to know upfront what is up and what is down, what is right and what is wrong. An entrepreneurial work environment can be a chaotic place, but competent and complementary team members should have clear roles and responsibilities. Now, you know, many entrepreneurs talk about flat organizational charts. They give away titles that may have some meaning, but others don't, and treat everybody as equals, right? That's the entrepreneurial mantra. It doesn't always work. Mutual respect is good. But organizational structure definitely has its place. Everybody needs to know where they stand and who they report to and how they relate to everybody else. Remember the airplane or the jet analogy we were just talking about? Suppose that one of our control lines gets momentarily confused and the passenger seat recliner button for seat 3A decides to talk to the wing. Now suppose that your junior salesperson decides to call your manufacturer to change a design feature of your product. And then your senior salesperson decides to take the initiative and correct the situation before you even learn about the problem, not realizing that the cost of the correction will bankrupt the entire company. You, along with other members of the team, need to create a clear and useful organizational chart so that everybody knows what their roles and what their responsibilities are. Next, personality. Who is this person? If your first reaction is, "She makes my skin crawl," then it probably is not a good fit for the company. Personality, or the lack of personality, is a necessary consideration whenever you're hiring somebody to fill out your venture team. When you start your venture and you're working long hours in a tight space, you better like the people you're working with, and they better like each other. That's not to say that everybody's going to feel as though they're the best of friends, but compatible personalities are a really good thing. Next, work style. In some ways, a work style is part of your personality. Some aspects of your work style, such as the degree of personal organization or disorganization, are difficult to change. Other elements, such as preferred work hours, may be malleable. For example, I've worked with many young software developers and hardware developers over the years. For the most part, they get up late, they start work late, and they leave work very late, and usually make a very convincing argument that they can't physically function any other way, despite the fact that they really can and do when it's required. When considering putting together a team, the key is to make sure that the work styles will actually fit within the business parameters of your venture. You might want to explore ways in which a prospective partner or an employee stays organized. If you are somebody who expertly arranges the few papers on your clean desk every day and approaches life with a minimalist attitude, you might find it difficult to work closely with somebody who likes piles of scattered paper across the floor, on the desk, in chairs, and on bookshelves that may also create other problems in terms of servicing clients. Motivation is next. A prospective team member can love your new venture, have 20 years of experience and tons of contacts, but without motivation, the person is totally useless. There are several situations I've seen that have failed because an unwary entrepreneur hired a successful executive as a CEO or in another critical C-level, chief financial officer, chief salesperson. Sometimes prior significant success can equate with satisfaction with one's own life and a reduced drive for additional financial wealth. Now, this makes perfect sense if somebody's put in long hours for the last 30 years and has personal financial security and comfort. Why do they need to work hard? Why not spend more time with the kids or play golf? This kind of situation can pose a major problem for the typical entrepreneur who's really, really anxious to get at it and do it 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Have shared objectives with your employees and consider the compensation, which is really important in the structure. That's goes without saying, the compensation is important. But lastly, get buy-in. Get buy-in from your existing team. There's nothing as divisive as a new employee who walks in and immediately offends everybody. And nothing as gratifying as an interested team that contributes to its own destiny and helps each other out to achieve their mutually satisfying goals. If you'd like to know more about how to structure a compensation system for your team, give us a call at 703-218-2100 or visit us on the web at ofplaw.com. I'm Wayne Zell, and also subscribe to my blog at blueprintforwealth.org.